Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called a day, lest any of you be hardened through deceitfulness of sin. My name is Russ Earle. Thank you for joining me here today on Exhortations, brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Today we continue our series on God's men, lesson number 6, looking at faith of God's men. We find that faith is produced by the Word of God. In John 20, verse 30 and 31, the Bible says, "And truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." We know, as we also find in Romans 10, verse 17, that we find faith from the Word of God. The Word of God builds our faith and creates faith in man. And we have to realize that Christian men today have to have faith and have a strong faith. We know from 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, we could also look at Jude, verse 3, but we find 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, that we live under a system of faith, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Husbands and fathers should set an example, and just like any man, we should set an example of loyalty to the practice of a faithful life to God, and also the proclamation of truth. That is, we not only live a faithful life to God, but we stand up for and we speak the truth concerning the Word of God. We find in James 2, verse 18, "But someone will say, 'You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works.'" We know that the Christian faith is a working faith, and men are to have a working faith and be that example. We also know we are to stand up and to proclaim the truth and to defend the truth. 2 Timothy 4, verses 1 through 5 says, "I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, to the work of an evangelist fulfill your ministry." Men today are to stand up for the truth of God's word, to defend it, and to have the strong faith that needs to be shown today before others, and to be an example of a godly faith today. Thank you for listening.